Kupuna Wiki was previously recorded.
Welcome to Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource, the radio show that helps you find answers on important topics like finances, senior housing, estate planning, real estate, health, and much more. Now let's join Kupuna Wiki hosts Brandon Lau and Andrew Leon.
Aloha and welcome to the Kupuna Wiki radio show, Hawaii's senior resource. This month we're talking about health and wellness, and we are the best local professionals in the state of Hawaii regarding topics such as real estate, senior housing, estate planning, finance, and health, so that our kupuna and families can find the best resources in the midst of life's transition. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Aloha, and thank you for joining us today. I am Andrew Leong.
And I'm Erin Wong.
And I am Poinani Alama.
Your host for the Kupuna Wiki radio show. And if you folks haven't heard, yes, we have Poinani Alama with Poinani Alama Hula Studios. She's a hula master as our speaker today. And just want to let you know that Erin Wong is our special co-host today. Brandon's out of town, but we have Erin to fill in today.
Woo. Okay, so if you missed any of our shows on the air, the Kupuna Wiki Radio Show is available as a podcast, and it can be found on Spotify, Apple, and Podbean for your listening pleasure. Our title sponsor for today is Hawaii Kai Senior Living. Recently voted Best of Senior Living by senioradvisors.com, Hawaii Kai Senior Living offers customizable care options to best fit your needs and lifestyle. Call 395-9599 and mention that you heard about them on Kupuna Wiki.
And now we have our real estate tip brought to you by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
As the year draws to a close, so does the deadline for many tax deductions. If you're a real estate investor, these deductions may be more top of mind than most people. After all, one of the reasons that many people invest in real estate is not just to generate income, but also to reap some tax benefits. If you bought, sold, or refinanced any real estate during the year, the escrow company will have sent you a final closing document, also known as a HUD-1, settlement statement. Be sure to include this document in your current year tax documents because it contains information that will be very relevant to the tax return.
For more information about tax benefits of owning real estate, contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors at 753-9033. Again, today we're speaking with Poinani Alama. She's a hula master at Poinani Alama Hula Studios. Welcome, Ms. Alama.
I thank you so very much.
Yeah, thanks for joining us today. It's an exciting show because you have great history with hula, and actually you have a lot of experience in that field. And I'm excited to talk today because I'm excited to hear the stories that you have of what it was like, you know, during your time as a child growing up and learning the hula, and how it came about where you've helped structure what hula is today. But for our listeners, if you can just kind of share about your experience of when did you get started? Because I know you have a lot of experience under your belt, but if you can share how you got started and what brought you to dancing hula.
Well, it's not a long story. It's just something that I loved. Seeing it, I was not satisfied with it. I always believed hula brought the best out of everybody, and to me, you have to love it, to feel it, and that's what I try to make my students feel their hula, because I feel it. I want them to feel it too. The hula does a lot of things for people. I mean, I know for myself, I'm speaking for myself now. When I went to school, I didn't want them to say, oh, she's a good dancer, but boy, she's not very smart. I mean, you know, I took my book, my books, because I used to go to a private school. It was called St. Teresa's. And so I would have to take it, and I would read it with the lantern, and that's how I read my books, and that's how I learned my hula, my lessons to go back to school. But the nuns at that time were nuns from St. Joseph's, and they were not used to with the local children, so they were kind of strict. They didn't like the hula too much. I mean, the hula was just not considered a very pretty dance, and so I said to myself, it's so pretty. I don't know why she's spanking me. She used to spank me. My teacher used to give me my hands, and I go there and show them my hands, and then they have that high li or high low kind of a thing that you play with a little ball that goes with it, and you play with it. Mm-hmm. And so when I'm done, she gets that same stick and whack me in my hands, and she keeps doing it all the time. And I keep telling her, but sister, this is part of our nationality,
culture, yeah,
that we have to, we don't use the word culture. We say our nationality, because there was also a lot of Chinese children that came from China. That came to the private schools. And so there was mostly Hawaiian and Chinese children at my school. So, so they didn't know what was really going on, because the nuns always spanked me. And I mean, I just don't drop a tear, you know. I just get my hands out and let them spank my hands, you know. So I got kind of crazy at one, And so I decided, okay, I'm gonna try to work my fingers, and that's what I did. I worked my fingers, and then I worked my body, and then I worked my hips and my feet, and then I said, I think I'm satisfied with it now. It's not a wrist kind of a gesture, but it's not incorrect using your wrist, because there are some gestures that you do use your wrist, but the hula, I liked it with just your fingers, you know, just the fingers. So, I just wanted to make it look prettier than it was, because it was pretty. Because it comes from your heart. You can't dance it unless you use your heart with it. Mm-hmm. And then you have to show the children how it comes from your heart. You can tell children, it comes from your heart, but they don't know what's happening there, you know. But if you can feel it as you're teaching it, they can feel that too with you, you know. You feel it with your heart. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to explain it to them. That's what they have to do. Feel everything with their heart. And then it gets prettier and prettier and prettier. And then that's how I taught the hula. And then I taught it when I was real young. I taught for teachers like Bill Alilo Lincoln. He was one of our greatest falsetto voice, and I was one of his hula teachers. I was very young, maybe about 11 years old.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
You started teaching at 11?
At 11 years old.
Wow.
But then, see, nobody criticized you at that time, because it was a rare thing to see somebody dance. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the way I was trying to demonstrate by using your fingers instead of just using your wrist.
Right.
Your wrist, it's so simple, just by turning the wrist. Mm-hmm. The fingers were a little bit harder to do, but it's prettier. It tells a story, you know, like this is saying something. And your hands come to your mouth. Mm-hmm. Then you talk about your rain, you know, and then your fingers, using your fingers to demonstrate it, and not just your mouth talking, your heart going out with it. You say, okay, turn your wrist, up you go, then come down slowly. You know,
I wish you guys could see this. We're getting a little demo.
You have to demonstrate it. And then also with your feet, you have to lift it so your hip looks pretty. Looks like a roll. It's not just a side to side. It's like a roll. But because you're picking your feet up, a good dancer never slides her feet, right? She always picks them up. So that's the same idea with the hula. Yeah. You have to pick it up and place it on the floor.
Yeah.
And then your hips will go. And you don't have to worry about your hips and your feet. You just take care of your hands and make the motions to it. Yeah.
What was, you know, I'm curious because I'm surprised that you started teaching at 11 at such a young age. What was it like, you know, during that time?
It was so pretty because you felt, I didn't feel dominated like they were dominating me. I felt like I was doing something good for everybody.
Right.
And so to teach at that young age, I felt nothing. I just felt so good in my heart.
Yeah.
That just want to do it, and I want to do it nicely.
Yeah.
So nice that it just made me feel good too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I taught the hula so young.
Yeah.
And like I said, I taught for Bill Little Lincoln, and he was one of our greatest singers, a falsetto voice. And I taught with my sister Leilani. She's now in heaven.
I wanted to, you know, prior to coming on the show, we had talked about, you know, hula during your time. Now, for many of our listeners, they might be able to relate because, you know, this was during the war.
During the war time.
Yeah. What was that like? I'm curious to know.
And that Sunday was so funny. I was receiving Holy Communion, and then all of a sudden I saw the nuns gathering all of us and wanted us to go back to the rooms, and I was a second grader, and I said to myself, no, I'm gonna go run home to my mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I was a little girl now. Remember, I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were being bombed. I mean, they didn't tell us that. They just told us get into our rooms, prospective rooms, after our communion, and that was it. So I ran home, and my father was doing. My father was a cop at that time, and he was looking for his timing. They had lights flashing. They had to look at some flashing of the lights.
Mm-hmm.
It tells them what to do and how to do it. But then he was looking for me because my mom said, oh, she doesn't know what happened to me because I went to church and, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da. So, but then here I was, and I had I had the blanket over my head, and I said, I'm here. And then they looked at me. I was in my bedroom because I was scared, so I didn't. I just ran home, I told them. I didn't go back to the room. And I know Sister was looking, the nun who was my teacher, that was Sister Christina, was looking for me. Because I had another sister, which she was also a hula teacher like I was too. I am still yet doing my work, because it's hard to stop it if you love it.
Oh yeah, I bet. You know, Miss Lama, I want to talk about more about you know, how, what it was like teaching hula as, you know, at such a young age growing up. What were some of the challenges, and then also how, you know, your studio came to be about. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll come right back after this.
Okay, fine. Thank you, dear sir.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them clientservice@choicehi.com.
Hawaii Kai Senior Living offers all-inclusive, affordable senior apartments from studio to three bedrooms on 23 luxurious tropical acres in East Oahu. Take a dip in the saltwater pool or join a Tai Chi class. Recently voted best of senior living by senioradvisors.com, Hawaii Kai Senior Living offers customizable care options to cater to those fully independent and those who may need some additional assistance. Plus, it's just 25 minutes from downtown Honolulu. Call 395-9599 today and tell the team you heard about them on Kupuna Wiki. That's 395-9599.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Puanani Alama, Hula Master at Puanani Alama Hula Studios. And, you know, right before the break, you kind of gave a great background of what it was like and how you started at such a young age. I wanted to continue that conversation of, you know, as the years went by, obviously you grew older and you know, the experience, probably you got in more experience. What was your hula experience like, kind of growing up throughout your phases in life?
Well, I danced with almost everybody here in Hawaii who was somebody in hula. Mm-hmm. I danced for the Casimir brothers. Their mom and dad were both singers, and they were from Hilo, mm-hmm. but then they came to Hawaii and they performed with Mrs. Kahelilani Moniz, mm-hmm. and she was the one that had that grass hut across of McKinley High School.
Oh,
remember that grass hut?
I don't remember, but I remember my teachers, growing up, my teachers had mentioned that, oh yeah, McKinley is a lot different from what it was before. A lot of the schools,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's a lot different from what it
used
to
be.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And then they lived in this grass hut. And then we would dance for, she knew my mom, because my mom was also from Hilo. Mm-hmm. But actually she was from Kona. And before she came to Honolulu, she somehow they talked why they got together. I don't know, mm-hmm. because they are of different religion and different parties. You know, they're not Republican or Democrats. You know how the older people are. They're different from the people that are today. You know, mm-hmm. they're very concerned about the children and the growth of the children, and you know, they didn't have much, but whatever they had, they shared. They learned how to share, and that's the reason why the people sometimes think wrong about the Hawaiian people. We just want to share, because mm-hmm. that's how we were taught,
right.
to share what little we have. We break it into pieces, and then we give you some, and you have some, and I have some. Mm-hmm. So everybody have little things to chew on,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
and say, I ate this and I ate that.
And going along the lines of sharing, and I think that's what's great about hula. You know, it's a form of expression of, you know, sharing, right? Stories,
right,
you know,
right.
is through hula.
Through hula.
And I think that's why it has such an impact, not just here locally, but
worldwide.
Worldwide. Yeah, you go different parts of the world. I mean,
and they want
hula,
you to do it.
Yes,
yeah. You know, and then they marvel at you like you're some kind of a goddess, you know, and you're not.
Yeah.
You're just as human as they are, and you tell them that too, but mm-hmm. they just think otherwise, you know. So
yeah.
you can't make them think the way you think they should think, because when people think the way they want to think,
uh-huh.
it's better than you try to make them think what you thought of, you know.
I get it.
You get it, right?
Yeah.
You see,
yeah.
This is local people. They get it. You have to go through a lot of things.
I want to speak to you. A testament to your history and your experience, because you were involved with
so many people.
So many people, right? You also played a part with a very desired and I guess what people look towards every year, and that's the Merry Monarch Festival. You played a role with, I guess, helping to
judge
with the
OP.
Rules and and the judging. Can you share with us how was that like, when the organizers came to you and said, help us with, creating the rules and how we are to judge the competition?
Well, Judge Naomi flew from Hilo to Honolulu, and we both sat down and with my mother, because my mother was also involved in this too. But we don't mention her name because she's just a mother. She wants to be called a mom, and that's it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so George and I made the rules and what entails in this whole contest. And so we talked it over, what to do and how to do it, not trying to hurt people. He flew back, and then he started to work this out, his way of thinking. Mm-hmm. And, of course, my thoughts were involved in it, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all in heaven. Everybody's in heaven but me. I'm 91 years old, and I'm still here.
91 and years young.
Yeah, 91 years old.
Are you still involved?
I'm still involved. I make the hula.
Mm-hmm.
I whenever they want a hula made, mm-hmm. I make it for them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure you're busy with the studio yourself, right? I mean, that's let's talk about that. When did that get started? When did your Hulu studio get started?
Oh, this it's been a long time. I mean, I started in 1954. I opened my own Hulu studio in 1954.
Wow. Wow.
Uh-huh. And it was on King Street, and I still know the address, 75 South King Street.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And what about today? Where's the studio today?
Today, my studio is at 3442 Wildlife Avenue. It's
okay.
Up in Kaimuki.
Yeah.
Up in Kaimuki.
Yeah. And obviously, because you've been teaching for so long, You probably taught, your students, and then you're probably teaching their children, possibly even the grandchildren now, because it's been such a long time.
Well, I started with their grandchildren years and years ago, mm-hmm. but then now you want the children to go to school, so if you can, you try to get them to get onto a private school.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Kamehameha or a Catholic school, mm-hmm. or a Protestant school or some kind of a school. If you think they can't afford it, you kind of wise them up and try to tell them to get their children to a private school, because they can see them that they're different, just a little different. Children are a little different. You can see their love for you, and you can feel their love. They love you, and they're going to listen to you. And sometimes parents don't realize that their teachers do play a big role in the family's life and lifestyle, because we see so many children that we want them to be very nice children.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing we can offer them, is to be nice children. You can be the nicest child and being naughty. Instead of being nice, you're naughty. So we I try to explain to them being naughty and being good. When you're good, you feel good yourself inside of you. Mm-hmm. But when you're naughty, and then you're hearing they're naughty, you feel sad. You don't feel good. I don't feel good when I hear some they're not happy.
Yeah.
I feel very sad. I cry like I'm related to them.
Yeah.
Because at least I see them once a week. Other people don't see them once a week, so they don't know how they are.
Yeah.
You know, and so when they hurt, I hurt. Mm-hmm. When they're happy, I'm happy. Mm-hmm. And so when I pray, I always pray for my students that they must be happy, make them happy. Mm-hmm. And whatever they don't have, furnish them with it so as they can be happy. You know, because like today it's money. Before it's the love,
yeah.
The love of the people. Mm-hmm. That's all. That's what you pray for, the love. Mm-hmm. Today you have to pray for the money so as they can buy the things they're used to having. Because every parents today, even though they're young parents, they want their children to go to the best of schools.
Right.
And that takes a lot of dollars.
It sure does.
And so what do you pray for? You can't say you're going to pray for it. I pray for one. I don't go to church every Sunday or every Saturday. I go to church when I feel like I think the Lord is calling me. I better go in and visit him and say hi to him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have a business. And yeah. I love what I do. And by doing what I do, like teaching hula and dancing hula makes me feel that I've done my job.
And, you know, it's I can feel it. I mean, I can feel your passion, you know,
yeah.
Just speaking to you. And, you know, I wish we had more time, but, you know, our show has come to an end. So we will definitely need to have you back to kind of learn more about it. But Mrs. Alam, I want to thank you so much for your time and sharing your experience, you know, with hula to all our listeners. So thank you very much.
Oh, I thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much.
I'd come anytime you want me to. You just call me and then I'll come.
We will.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I thank you.
All right, coming up next, we have our Kupuna Classic Trivia.
We'll be back with more Kupuna Wiki right after this.
Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors assists clients in buying and selling their homes by striving to create an easy and seamless transition. With multiple awards spanning most transactions of the year, Client Service Award, and being in the top 100 realtors, Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with excellent service and care when making a major life decision. Over the years, their agents have greatly enjoyed serving each and every one of their clients as if they were family. Whether you're a first-time homeowner or a senior, they understand the challenges and complexities of the real estate process and want to help you every step of the way. Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors wants to provide you with the most information so you can make the best decision. Because as they like to say, real estate is about choice. Contact Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors today for a free in-person property valuation by calling 753-9033 or email them. clientservice@choicehi.com.
Have you ever been worried leaving your loved one alone? Whether it be illness, a fall, or just personal safety, the Electronic Caregiver Mobile Medical Alert System with GPS technology will give you that peace of mind. With the simple press of a button, an on-call staff member will be able to locate you and provide expedited help by alerting family or emergency medical services. To learn more about the Electronic Caregiver, call Priscilla Wong at 954-0820 and mention Kupuna Wiki to receive a free gift.
Welcome back to Kupuna Wiki on AM 690, The Answer.
Thank you to all the participants who called in to answer last week's trivia question, which was, what was the name of the king that died and left no heirs, ending the Kamehameha dynasty? The answer was King William Charles Lunalilo. And now, this week's Kupuna Wiki trivia is sponsored by Cheney Brooks Choice Advisors.
With Christmas around the corner, what country started the tradition of putting up Christmas trees?
Ooh. For a chance to win a Longs gift card, be the first person to call us with the correct answer at 808-792-5188. And we hope everyone is staying safe during this time. We're always providing updates, and you can always find updates on our website at kuponawiki.com or sign up for our newsletter at kuponawiki.com or call us at 808-792-5188.
Again, we'd like to thank this segment's sponsor, Hawaii Kai Senior Living, recently voted Best of Senior Living by senioradvisors.com. Hawaii Kai Senior Living offers customizable care options to best fit your needs and lifestyle. Call 395-9599 and mention that you heard about them on Kapuna Wiki.
Thank you for joining us again today on the Kapuna Wiki radio show, Hawaii Senior Resource. We strive to make sure our seniors are informed and supported every step of the way. Again, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Erin.
And we'll see you back next time on the Kupuna Wiki radio show.
You've been listening to the Kupuna Wiki radio program. If you'd like more information about today's topics, please call us at 792-5188. That's 792-5188. Or visit us online at kupunawiki.com. Until next time, aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Kupuna Wiki, Hawaii's senior resource.